Dear Lord God, we come before you as the body of Christ, fitly joined together of one accord as we enter your courts with praise and thanksgiving for all you have done for us and continue to do every day. We love you and we trust in you, Jesus. Amen. Blessed Mother began, you are here now and we are here together with you. We love you, Claire, she said so tenderly. Jesus was standing here with her. I want all this negativity and self-hatred to change into gratitude for who God has made you to be. A beautiful, angelic servant and bride of Christ. I mean the angelic part, totally. You cannot see it because you get so wound up in your mind. This is your cross, but it is not you. Rather, it is a mode of being and relating to the world. Please don't hate yourself anymore. Please stop hating yourself. When you do that, you shut out the light and cannot function fully in the anointing you've been given. The Lord began, seriously, my bride, I have told you, oh, so many times how beautiful you are and how much I love and honor you. What you have been fed is that you are a loser, a failure, good for nothing, scatterbrained, unreliable, and so many other words I never want you to associate with. Beloved, this indeed is cutting you down, way down, and tarnishing your ministry. I don't want any part of you to be tarnished, especially your very loving heart. The assignments against your self-image are powerful, and if you listen to them, they can form you. They have been forming you and cutting you off from who you are and who you were meant to be. Satan exults in seeing a soul shrink into themselves because he knows that soul will never fully utilize their gifts and become who they were meant to be. This is a universal scourge from the church of Satan upon all capable Christians, trying to snuff out the light and anointing I have given them, so they will never rise to their stature using their gifts fully. This is your problem with music. They have hit you hard with destiny-robbing spirits and sealed your mouth. But every time you open it to praise me, that seal is destroyed. Lord, I just want a message that's for others, not me. That's the problem. You are for others, but you are not inhabiting all that I have made you to be. You can be very lowly and very equipped, but I want you to work against this because it taints your message. Humility is good. Condemnation and feelings of failure and worthlessness belong to Satan because that is who he is. But he tries to put this on all my vessels unto honor. By the way, this dynamic applies to everyone in this room. Thank you, Lord. Jesus continued, countless are the shining souls who have hidden themselves under a bucket of condemnation fashioned by Satan. I want you to help them be free, but before you can do that, you must be freed. That is the whole point of this message. But how, Lord? Arise, my beloved, my beautiful one, and come. You are all beautiful, and there is not a blemish among you. The queen takes her place. Blessed are you, daughter, among all women on earth. You get the picture? My mother will help to form you, but the essence of what you are to become will be imparted in worship. That is one reason why the building is being opposed. There are so many graces that I will grant during worship. So ignore the opposition and go right through to the end. The main thing is to get it finished and use it. Your heart is where I want it to be. Increasing worship, lingering in the spirit in a posture of thanksgiving and expectation to receive all that I have for you. I would love to see you light that building up with holy fire. Amen.